Chapter 23. A couple of hours pass before Troy returns from helping the injured Hulk. When he sits down, Thomas asks, "How is the bird?" Troy gets himself comfortable on his bed and replies, "Hawkins is doing quite well." Thomas lets out a chuckle and says, "I forgot you named the bird." Troy smiles as he lays down on his bed, closes his eyes and responds by saying, "I know how well you get along with the predator birds." Thomas smiles as well at Troy's rebuttal and also lays down on his bed. Having nodded off for an unknown amount of time, Thomas wakes up feeling incredibly famished. Reaching for his bag, he pulls out some tree nuts and a couple of strips of meat. Chewing his food, he looks around to see that Troy is fast asleep. Suddenly, Ransom crawls back through the small opening from the mine section of the mountain's tunnel system. Springing to his feet, Thomas eagerly asks, "Has the time come?"
"We must prepare for the night, by placing the barrels of black powder near the entrance but hidden from sight. You and Troy need to get your best armour for stealth, and then we will go."
Ransom says as Rion crawls through the opening, handing both Troy and Thomas a piece of bread with honey on it. Graciously accepting the gift, they gobble the food down. After they finish eating, Thomas and Troy change into their stealth armour and finish equipping themselves for their mission tonight. Once they are fully prepared, they crawl through the hole and enter into the mines. Thomas thinks that he may vaguely recognise this first tunnel they come into. Unsure, he follows behind Ransom, looking at all of the precious metals and gems being illuminated by torches, waiting to be harvested from the mountain. The shine and shimmer of the gems are absolutely mesmerising to Thomas. As they get deeper into the mine shafts, Thomas begins to see people huddled in tunnels as families. Women and children being protected by their men, stand in uncertainty of what is about to unfold. Moving as swiftly as possible, trying not to be seen by anyone, the four men navigate the mines, when suddenly, the faintest sound of water reaches Thomas's ears, and he perks up trying to hear where the sound is coming from. The others don't seem to pay any mind to the sound, and the group continues through the tunnel system. After what felt like an hour or more of walking, they come to the big room before the main entrance of the mine, where the day's operations are coming to an end. Men are pushing minecarts full of material from the mountain to the entrance, where they are loaded into wagons, all secure their areas, looking exhausted and half-starved. A few guards stand at the entrance as Thomas and his group peer around the corner. A worker hands a guard some papers and the guards leave the mine. Lanterns begin to be extinguished and the big room becomes dimly lit. The working men all shuffle deep into the cave, bypassing their usual places that their families would sleep, and follow orders by going to join the rest of their people deeper in the mine. The last worker leaves the big room and blows out all but one lantern, leaving the area in almost total darkness. Once the room is cleared, Ransom and Rion lead the group toward the entrance. Once to the entrance, Rion removes a large sheet from a few rows of barrels. Ransom runs to the other side of the entrance and begins climbing up the wall to the top of the 30-foot canyon wall towering above. Securing a rope to a hidden anchor, he lowers it down.
"Tie this barrel to the rope and secure it for Ransom to hoist. Thomas can help me," Rion says to Troy.
Instantly jumping into action, Troy does what he is instructed to do. Within only a few minutes, all of their barrels are up on the top of the canyon walls, ready to be placed. Troy and Ransom work on one side while Rion and Thomas complete the other. Dragging the barrels to their locations, the men work in the darkness of night, trying to make as little noise as possible. Quickly and quietly, they have all of the barrels spread out across the 200-foot-long canyon, with a black powder trail that connects them all, ready for a spark. Taking a moment to rest and catch their breath, Thomas looks around, satisfied by their work. Then a faint pounding sound rises up around them. Gradually, the sound increases, with the sound of metal banging rhythmically. Coming into view, many dozens of soldiers begin to file into the canyon. Without any hesitation, Thomas and the others race back to where the black powder trail begins and frantically begin striking their daggers onto the spark rods. Still undetected by the advancing soldiers, they are all finally able to start the black powder trails on fire. The sparks burning through the trails of powder are luckily hidden by the towering canyon walls and are unnoticed by the unit below. Running with all of their might, they head for the main entrance, where Rion slips on a rock, sending it down onto the soldiers in the canyon.
"There's someone above us! Archers at the ready!" shouts the captain of the soldiers.
Clouds break and the moon illuminates Thomas and the others running across the slender top of the canyon walls, allowing the soldiers to see them.
"Loose!"
shouts the captain, and arrows begin whizzing past Thomas at great speed, with the trails of burning powder heading toward the barrels. Without slowing down, Thomas pulls out a few throwing stars and hurls them with one hand toward the soldiers below, causing a few men to yell out in pain from the sharp blades sinking into their flesh.
"Don't let them escape!"
yells another soldier from the canyon floor. With a loud boom, the furthest barrels from the entrance explode on both sides of the canyon, trapping the soldiers inside. Arrows continue to fly as Thomas and Ransom climb down from opposite sides. Then Troy hops down and leaps into the entrance of the mine, dodging multiple arrows. Suddenly, Rion lets out a scream of agony as an arrow strikes his shoulder as soon as he reaches the ground. Grabbing him and pulling him inside, Ransom throws himself and Rion down and out of the way as the next barrel blast sends a shockwave through everyone nearby. Scrambling to their feet, Rion is dragged deeper into the mines by the other three as explosion after explosion absolutely devastates the canyon. Massive amounts of rock and dirt slide down onto the soldiers, burying them. The entrance to the mine collapses, blocking any moonlight that was streaming in before. Not taking any chances, Ransom leads them deeper into the tunnels without stopping. Eventually, they come to an area that has not been engulfed in dust from the blasting and lay Rion down.
"You've done it, my prince. You've saved our people from a terrible death,"
Rion says with apparent pain in his voice and his facial expressions from the arrow. Thomas smiles at Rion and says,
"We have saved our people."
Ransom puts his hand on Thomas's shoulder and says,
"We have won this battle, but the war has just begun."
Troy nods to Thomas and sits down against the wall of the tunnel. Exhausted, Thomas slumps down against the cave wall and thinks to himself,
"The war has just begun."
The end.